Well, this week, Martin Ferguson announced he's leaving federal politics. And as he reflected on his time and decades in public life, he remembered proudly his time as president of the ACTU when the unions made personal sacrifice for great collective gain. That all became known as the Accords.
We knew the economy had to be restructured, which would involve closing down old industries, creating efficiencies and new opportunities. Colleagues, they were hard decisions to make, but they were taking the knowledge that they would provide the basis for a better Australia for all of us.
That was Martin Ferguson speaking in the Parliament on Wednesday. Well, 30 years on from that first accord and the hard decisions he referred to there, the key players involved at the time are coming together to mark this anniversary, including the two men who signed the first accord, Bill Kelty and Bob Hawke. Professor Ray Markey is the Director of the Centre for Workforce Futures at Macquarie University. He's hosting today's event. Ray Markey, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, friend. Thanks for having me.
30 years on, Ray, is the economic significance of the first accord still relevant today?
I think the underlying principles are, and the underlying principles I would describe as compromise, consultation and consensus.
Oh, we don't have much of that these days.
Well, strangely, we have a little more than people realise. For example, the ACTU and the Australian Confederation of Industry have a joint statement on skills development in Australia, which the media is not that interested in because it's not about conflict.
Take us back to the significance of the first accord, to the time. We need the context of industrial relations in the early 80s. It was a different time.
Well, it was. Immediately before that, we'd had a period characterised by extensive industrial disputation, high inflation and high unemployment. All those trends had persisted for some time and government hadn't dealt with them very effectively. And with the accord, which was an agreement between the Labor Party and the ACTU, there was a consensus attempt to deal with those issues, which was by and large successful. And it was about wage restraint on the part of the unions. And on their side, the government promised maintenance of real wages over time and extensions to the social wage with Medicare and so on.
So the workers within the union movement were buying into the idea that the Australian economy needed to improve for the lives of all to improve, and they would play a part in that.
Yes. But for the accord, I think the weak in the labour market, the low-skilled, the poorly organised, many of whom are women, would not have got much in the way of wage rises or social wage benefits at all in that period.
Tell me about the social wage. It was a phrase coined at that point from my memory. What was the social wage?
Well, there were a number of components. Medicare was a key component. Family support for low-income families. Tax relief for low to middle income families.
Importantly, superannuation?
That was the next thing I was going to say, superannuation towards the later period, yeah.
Does that suggest then that all the workers who backed their union leaders to sign this were engaged enough in the economic debate of the nation to understand that they needed Medicare, they needed family support, they needed superannuation, so they said yes?
Well, I think they were persuaded because the ACTU and its affiliates had mass meetings of delegates leading up to the agreements for the accord at various stages.
Was a key element of this the degree of coverage, the level of coverage the unions had in the workforce at the time, which is completely different to now?
Well, it is.
What was the level of coverage? Do you know?
Well, the level of coverage then was over 50%. It's much lower now, but I think unions still punch way above their weight in terms of their significance for the workforce as a whole. We've got almost 60% of the workforce covered by either collective agreements or awards only, and the unions are the ones that represent workers in negotiating those instruments.
We'll come back to that because there's a lot of criticism at the moment from the employer groups about the way the unions are behaving in terms of the agreements they're demanding. But there wasn't always a cheer squad for the award. I mean, the criticism of the accord, rather, came from both the left and the right, didn't it?
Yes, that's right.
What was the criticism from the left?
The criticism from the left, and a lot of it came subsequently after the event, but there was some at the time, that it was collaboration, class collaboration, that workers could have done better with wage improvements.
Collaboration against the worker.
Yeah, collaboration with the boss against the worker. And the unions could have done better but for the accord and the wage restraint. And it's true that some workers could have, the skilled.
It was a point John Howard made repeatedly when he was in government, that in fact they were sold a pup and that their wage growth was very low.
Wage growth was between 4.5 to 4.8% after tax in that period, and that's not taking account of the benefits under the social wage. So I think there were substantial benefits of that kind.
So what were the criticisms of the accord from the right?
That it didn't go far enough with flexibility in the labour market.
Which is still the criticism, that in industrial relations nothing goes far enough in terms of flexibility.
Well, it is, but I think we have come a long way. We can always do things to improve productivity, but we came a long way at that stage with the accord, and we came to enterprise bargaining at the end of the accord period. And I think the thing that tells me how important it was is looking at the funeral for Margaret Thatcher recently, which again showed how divisive her rule had been in the UK. And she faced similar economic challenges to what we did in Australia, but it was done in a way which divided society. This was done with the accord in a way which brought us together in a consensus model.
It's 7:45 on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Professor Ray Markey, Director of the Centre for Workforce Futures at Macquarie University, hosting today a symposium to mark 30th anniversary of the accord agreement between the unions and the Labor government at the time, the Hawke government at the time. Talking about that, the different model used here, the consensus model, we talk about it a lot now. There's a lot of harking back to that time for, we need more consensus in our parliament. In today's current climate, there appears to be little political appetite for creating losers. You know, people don't like their payments going down. They don't like industries being restructured. They always want it to be a win-win. Do you think the society is different at this moment? It's harder to get the people, or else the politicians aren't making the case, for us to put national interest ahead of self-interest?
I think it's hard, but it was hard then too. There were always people who benefit from the situation as it is and people who lose from changes. But I think the critical thing is to engage in dialogue with people and protect people from falling through the net.
And today, what could a modern accord look like, do you think? What could it achieve?
Well, I think it could achieve a lot if it adopted those fundamental principles of the three Cs, consensus, compromise, consultation. I think the processes would be different now to previously, and I'm not quite sure what they'd look like. I think that would be up to the parties, the employers, government and unions.
And do we have the leadership data of both elements to achieve that, do you think, today?
It hasn't been on the agenda, but I think leadership could achieve that today, yes.
Ray Markey, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Professor Ray Markey is the Director of the Centre for Workforce Futures at Macquarie University, and today is the 30th anniversary of the Accord Agreement. It's 7:48.